Robert Emmett Barron was born on November 19, 1959, in Chicago. His father worked for John Sexton & Company, a wholesale grocer and food supplier serving restaurants, hotels, and institutions, which had been founded in Chicago in 1883. Robert has a younger sister and an older brother, and he says he was especially tight with his brother growing up, since their ages are only 15 months apart. Communications run in the Barron gene pool, since his brother would go on to become the publisher of the Chicago Sun-Times. His sister worked in PR for a while, took a break to start a family, and is today a teaching assistant in a Chicago-area high school. Barron says his was a good, solid Catholic family, if not overly demonstrative about their faith. "My parents are Catholic to the core," he says. "It would never in a million years occur to them not to go to Mass on Sunday. We weren't super prayerful. My parents had respect for the rosary, for example, but we didn't always pray it. When I was a little tiny kid, my mother would come in and pray with us before we went to bed." Echoes of that deep Catholic faith passed on by his parents have stayed with Barron over the years. "My mother gave me, and I still have it, a crucifix belonging to my uncle who was a Christian brother and who died many years ago. He had this pectoral cross type of thing that he probably tucked into his habit, and I slept with it under my pillow when I was a kid. My mother told me that was a good thing to do, and I had little prayers I'd pray. Sunday Mass, holy days, and all that were absolutes, plus going to Catholic school and regular confession." Barron says his parents were never really part of the debates over the changes in Catholic faith and life introduced by Vatican II, content with the philosophy, "If the church wants it, it's okay with me." Apparently, they passed that spirit on to their son. "I remember being trained as an altar boy. It would have been about 1969, right when the Novus Ordo Mass came," he recalled. "For us, it was like, oh, hey, this is a new Mass, and you guys have been trained to serve, so off we go. There was no sense of, oh, I'm going through a rupture with the old, and this is a challenging change. None of that. It was just like, that was the way it is." The family moved to Detroit in 1963, when Barron was 4, because his father's job took them there, and they would remain in Detroit until 1968. Among other things, it was during that period Barron acquired his lifelong love for baseball. "Our last year in Detroit was when the Tigers won the World Series with Denny McClain and Mickey Lolich. That was the era when I first learned baseball. My first professional baseball game was a Tigers game in 1967. So my earliest..."